You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your business, your family can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please let me remind you, it is Wednesday, and Robert Mott checks in with us every Wednesday morning. We can chat a little bit about wine when not with no H in that wine, but we're going to chat with about wine with Robert today. A lot of interesting information for you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, we begin every broadcast with a celebration, and today is no different. It is National Cheese Soufflé Day. I've come to enjoy soufflés when they're made properly. A little chocolate in there, maybe a little Grand Marnier in there. Yeah, they do your body good. National Cheese Soufflé Day. Maybe if they called it National Chocolate Soufflé Day, I'd be a little bit happier with it. But since they don't ask my opinion, I just give it anyway. A little bit of market watch today. Not a whole lot going on in the markets, but the U.S. 10-year Treasury, it is up a little bit today. 1.81% is the yield on a 10-year Treasury. So you put that money into the 10-year Treasury, and you're going to get under 2% rate of return. Not really where we want to be. The German 10-year is at 0.17. Japan is minus 1.0. So when you put your money into the Japan 10-year, you're not going to even get all of it back. Not exactly. Again, one of those difficult issues, not good for the seniors who are living off of fixed income. Just saying, they're the ones that get hurt most by these low interest rates. And I will chat with you a little bit more later in the broadcast about one of the areas or one of the ways that you can benefit from these low interest rates. But we'll look at a little bit of politics as we get started this morning. Another one of those great nights in the Democrat Party. Take a look at what went on there. Did you check it out? Did you see the primaries yesterday? Not looking very good for Mrs. Clinton, but from what, actually, I guess it depends on your perspective. If you're really, really into the control issue, Mrs. Clinton's probably happy. I don't know if you call her Mrs. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, former Secretary, former Senator Clinton. Been in Washington in politics for almost 100 years now, I believe. Maybe a little bit longer. I'm not positive. But the issue is, last night, Oregon, they said they do not want Mrs. Clinton to be their nominee for president of the United States. They came out and made it pretty obvious. Bernie Sanders is their pick. Kentucky, where Mrs. Clinton came out and said she's looking at putting people out of business, out of work. That's what she said about the coal miners. I just report what her comments are. Now, I didn't bring in the – she didn't show up this morning, so I don't have her barking today, but maybe I could find it for you real quick. But again, Mrs. Clinton coming out and barely eking out a win out. Now, she carried Kentucky pretty strong in the past. She won by 0.5%. So really, she can say she won the state, but the delegate count, which doesn't matter in the Democrat primary because they've got the super delegates, they're going to decide regardless of what the people say. the superdelegates are carrying Mrs. Clinton all the way to the Democrat nomination. It's going to be a little bit of an interesting scenario there with the in the Democrat Party. Again, Mrs. Clinton carrying it, 0.5% victory. Now, the reason I say that if it's only about control, then you're going to be looking for, then Mrs. Clinton is probably a bit happy. Now, from the standpoint of economics, I wouldn't get that tin cup out for Hillary just yet, because looking at her tax returns, yeah, she and the former president did pretty well. Not too bad. Bill Clinton earned $2.7 million to corporations and groups after his wife kicked off her campaign last year. The couple earned $6.7 million in speaking fees. $6.7 million in speaking fees. I think that anybody's trying to buy a little influence there. Hillary Clinton earned $1.47 million in speeches she delivered before the announcement. And she's saying she's impartial, right? She was at an event for eBay, the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, and others. The former president was paid $5.25 million for 22 speeches last year. I wonder what he said. It's worth $5.25 million. She's worth $1.5 million just in speeches. I wonder what else that comes out to. Paid $285,000 to appear at an event in Austin, Texas, hosted by the China Texas Business Council. Look at all this money going to the Clintons. Amazing. And they're only for the little guy, and they don't care about business. Do you think there's any influence going there from the business sector? Just a question. Tim Kaine, Senator Tim Kaine. Talk about an idiot. And, you know, something that's, again, my opinion, but, you know, I don't usually like to call somebody just a plain old idiot. Tim Kaine, just looking for stupid comments, making stupid comments, commenting that the reason that the Republicans have not brought up the Supreme Court vacancy and the nominee Merrick Garland is because President Obama is black. Really? I wonder what happened with Sotomayor. And I don't even remember the others off the top of my head, but wasn't the president black when the Supreme Court reviewed those nominations? Tim Kaine, you're just an idiot. Unbelievable. Where do you come off with this kind of stuff? Trying to just get into the race baiting. Now, there are differences between the Republicans and Democrats. There is gridlock in Washington. All of that is definitely true. But bringing race into it, unbelievable. Talking about unbelievable, a San Francisco judge refuses to bid to block the health soda warning label. Now, in case you were not aware, sugar can cause tooth decay. So now in San Francisco, there's going to have to be a warning put on any advertising of soda soft drinks, telling people that, you know, it could cause tooth decay. There might be some detrimental health issues from drinking soda and sugary drinks. Wonder if Mayor Bloomberg moved to San Francisco all of a sudden. But again, they've got some interesting issues in San Francisco as well. Like, they've got billionaire Tom Steyer. He's from San Francisco. He's putting a measure, or he's got paid for signatures to go on the ballot to add a $2 per pack tax on cigarettes in the state of California. $2 a pack. Now, I don't get it. I'm not a fan of cigarette smoking. I don't like it. I don't like the smell of it. Doesn't bother me that it's not allowed in restaurants and public places. But for heaven's sake, either it's legal or it's not legal. $2 a package so that Steyer can continue trying to exert control over California. Isn't it bad enough that we're already paying far more than any other state in the union for gasoline because of these stupid taxes? We're just about $2.80 a gallon average in the state. $2.24 is the national average. Yet Steyer and some of his cronies want to increase taxes more. Keep voting the same way. See if that changes anything for you? We'll just ask that simple question. Amazing. And to help us get rid of more jobs, the president is weighing in. Yes, the new rules coming out from Washington on overtime pay. Yeah, let's see if we can just cut people's hours a little bit more. And then we wonder, why is it that the U6 number unemployment is hurting? Amazing. That's the way of the world. Just a few little headlines for you because you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will chat with Robert Mott, a little bit of wine talk for this Wednesday. Are foreclosures increasing or decreasing in U.S. real estate? When does it make sense to refinance? And we never got to the story yesterday because we were talking to the police chief. So we're going to talk about it today. It's the worst time in 15 years to be a first-time home buyer, according to one website. We'll see what they have to say and discuss that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Easy for me to say. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, they've got all the products. How about for your first house? No money down, no closing costs, a loan of 105% of the purchase price. So that means you get more money in the loan than what your purchase price is. That way, there is no down payment. Think about that concept. I think in some instances, for the right people, that could be pretty good. Get you in the game. The question today, when does it make sense to refinance your home? And there's a lot of commentary on that. A lot of the commentary, Sprint, goes around the issue of, and there's been some times where there's just a flat number. People say, well, if you can save 1% on your interest, it's a good idea to refinance your house. I'm in the camp that says, look at your short and long-term goals. If you plan on being in your home for 30 years, or for it's your forever home, call it that, well, then anytime you can reduce your interest rate, that makes good sense to me, as long as there's a decent spread there. What is the time it is to pay off the expenses? Sometimes you can reduce your interest rate, reduce your payments, and have just a very minimal cost, or build the cost of refinancing into a new loan. Then it's just a matter of math. Do you want to go through the paperwork? Do you want to do it? If you're planning on staying in your home a long period of time, I like a lot of times, especially in the jumbo market, the 7-year fixed rate, then it goes to an adjustable loan. It's a 30-year loan. Great product, because right now it's in the low threes, and you can refinance it, restructure it 3 years from now and put it for another 7 years. Good stuff. Good information right there. So there's just a little bit. We posted a whole story online today, or you can go to vipmortgage.co. Skip the M on there, vipmortgage.co. And we've got a whole article on benefits to refinancing your mortgage. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Red wine. That is the topic for Wine Talk with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron.
How goes it up there? Where are you calling us from? You're all over the world nowadays. It used to be we just talked to you in the Coachella Valley. So where are we catching you nowadays?
I am in downtown San Francisco today.
Nice. So beware of the labels on advertising there. We saw that with the sugary drinks. We don't have to worry about that when we're talking about wine. So let's get into, I'm going to throw a tough question at you, and I'm going to let you multitask this one. We want to close our segment today with what was your favorite wine you drank in the past week? But hold that thought, because right now I want to talk about the best way to get a brittle cork out of a bottle.
Great question. The brittle cork out of the bottle thing is something that if you have any wine collection at all, or you occasionally buy an older bottle, this is a problem. You probably run into it sometime or another. Now, Ron, I'm guessing in your collection, you probably don't run into this very often because you don't let the wine sit long enough to actually get a brittle cork, I'm sure. But.
Exactly. Just get it and drink it.
Exactly. You know, that's the best way to avoid this problem. But there are a lot of different ways to deal with it. Some are somewhat elegant, and others, well, you know, they're kind of more like use a bigger hammer, so not really that elegant at all. You can probably figure out without me telling you that one way is, if you have a really brittle kind of cork that you really have a hard time getting out, you can push the thing all the way in or let it crumble into the bottle. And as long as you get a hole big enough to pour wine through, then you pour pour the contents through a strainer or a cheesecloth into a decanter. But, you know, when dealing with that crumbly cork, especially an older bottle, you usually end up with some of it in your glass. You know, it won't kill you or anything, or it won't make you sick, but it really could be very unpleasant, distracting versus the wine. And it certainly might affect the flavor of the wine. I found there's another way too. If you use just a regular waiter's corkscrew with a very, very thin worm, I mean, these are usually more the high-end corkscrews, if you put it in at the maximum angle, I'll say 45 degrees, but you really can't get 45 degrees because you're trying to get to the bottom of the cork. So maybe, you know, 20, 25 degrees, kind of from one edge of the bottle to the where you envision the cork to be at the bottom edge. You get that much angle on it. Sometimes you can get enough grab on the cork to pull it out whole. But even that's kind of a hit or miss proposition sometimes. So the best method I've found actually is using one of those two-pronged wine openers. It comes by many names. Sometimes Asso is it's called.
Okay.
It's called a French corkscrew. I've also heard it called a butler's thief. It doesn't look like a typical corkscrew because there's no real corkscrew part of it. Just two dull blades of metal and a kind of a ringed handle on top of it. So it allows you essentially to pull the cork from the outside of the cork without necessarily, you know, putting a corkscrew into it and, you know, perhaps damaging the cork or breaking it apart. So there's usually a longer prong that you start with. You know, you just have the longer prong, you work it in between the cork and the bottle. And when you get that worked in a little bit, then you work in the opposite side, which is a little shorter prong. And you gently kind of rock it back and forth until you get it all the way down. And then you start gently turning the device, the corkscrew essentially, a little at a time. And it turns the cork. And essentially what it's doing, it's got, using those fingers, those little prongs, it's grabbing the outside of the cork and it allows you kind of to twist the thing out whole. And so it uses a whole lot less pressure and it damages the cork a whole lot less than perhaps any other corkscrew method that involves penetrating the cork.
If that's the case, why don't we use that more frequently?
You know, actually, I do at home. When I'm at home, people don't want you. You know, if you're at a restaurant or something, if you pull that out as a sommelier or a waiter, people at the table will generally look at you like, "What are you thinking? What's wrong with you? Why are you doing it that way?" But it really is one of the best methods for getting out questionable or old or brittle corks without ending up with all that cork in your glass. So, you know, it takes a little finesse, but it's something that all of us should have one of those in our drawer at home. So when we get that occasional old bottle that we're concerned about the cork, you know, perhaps maybe we get one. So, you know, it's a 15-year-old bottle of Cabernet or something like that, or a 20-year-old Bordeaux. Might be a good time just to put aside your regular corkscrew and grab the little guy, the Asso or butler's thief, whatever you want to call it, and give that thing a pull. And I think you'll find that you'll get good results if you get practice with it a little bit. Yeah.
So basically, I guess the bottom line with that is as you have shared many, many times with us, a lot of wine drinking in a restaurant is the experience and the presentation. And if you go and use something like that, or if you use one of the fancy electric corkscrews, it kind of detracts from that, I guess, the honor, the presentation, the promotion, I guess the royalty of it, so to speak.
Exactly. There's a look and feel that you expect when you're in a restaurant for the presentation of it. And it generally involves a waiter's corkscrew or a wine key, as we call them in the business, because it unlocks the bottle. But, you know, generally you would generally see that kind of approach. And if in a restaurant the waiter or sommelier, when they're opening a bottle, has a problem with the cork, generally what they'll do, which is not out of the question, is instead of finishing opening the bottle at the table, they'll excuse themselves, explain that the cork is having a problem, and then they'll go ahead and try to pull the cork in their quieter circumstances. And if it needs to be decanted and strained at that time, and you're still open to trying the bottle, they'll allow you to. But I will say, if the cork is bad or brittle like that and breaks really easily, certainly you have certainly within your rights not to take possession of that bottle and basically try for another choice. So it doesn't necessarily mean the bottle is bad, but it could possibly indicate that the cork has shrunk some or has gotten brittle and oxygen has penetrated it, and the wine may be less than desirable. So it's certainly something to watch out for, especially in those restaurant situations.
Interesting. So, you know, the last few weeks we've spoken a lot about our trips to wine country, and one of the questions that comes up frequently is when you go to some of the big brand names or the big well-known name vineyards, and they talk about these real large productions of wine, how do you know or how do you ensure that the wine is going to be uniform from bottle one to bottle 10,000?
You know, it's a great question. And in some cases, I would say you don't know. In many cases with the very large production people, if you went back into their winemaking areas, they'll have these huge blending tanks, and they may be 10,000, 20,000 gallons. I mean, these just absolutely mammoth. And so what they do is they taste the different lots of wine. They know how much of each they have to work with. They generally look for the blend of vineyards that are lots that they have that give a very consistent flavor. And then it's just purely science after that. It's volumetrics. They know the ratios, and what they do is they say it's 10% this lot, 15% that lot, the balance is this out of this particular vineyard or this lot. And they found that there's enough consistency at that point that they could actually produce a product that is fairly consistent. But again, they're blending in a very, very large tanks. And then, of course, the bottling process happens after that. And so they're actually very good at that. They're very good at the volumetrics. They're very good at the science behind the blending. The large wineries like that are expert, essentially, at producing, consistent products.
Interesting. So just for a little point of perspective, when you start talking 10 to 20,000 gallon tanks, a tanker truck for just as a reference, a tanker truck for gasoline, I believe, is 9,000 gallons.
Yeah.
So
these are big.
So these are massive.
Yeah.
Okay, we got just a couple seconds because we are running late, but I wanted to find out. Give us one wine. What was the best one you drank last week, Robert?
Oh gosh, it was a Cabernet. I'm trying to remember where it came from. Actually, I had one really good one last night. I'm going to think about which one it was. I actually had an MLO Merlot last night that was actually quite good. It's actually part of the Camus family. I might call it one of those wines that's very manipulated in many ways, but it tastes good. So I didn't feel too guilty about drinking it.
As long as it tastes good, that's all we care about. Thanks for sharing every week with us, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero program, VIPHero.com. This is a special program for all of our military, active, retired, reserve, first responders, police, fire, nurses, teachers. In fact, before I even go into that, I guess I should share a little bit of sad news with you, or report a little sad news with you. If you remember yesterday, we were talking to Police Chief of Anaheim, Raul Quesada, and we were chatting with his public information officer, and I forgot his name, but the sergeant was sharing, Sergeant Darren Wyatt, was sharing that, when I mentioned that we were having the 22-0 event, the AmericaRide.com, and the Grand Marshal was planned to be Bruno. And the sergeant was a little reticent, saying Bruno may not be there just because he had had some health issues and had to go into, didn't share on air, but ended up going in for surgery on Saturday. And unfortunately, Bruno passed this morning. Those of you that have followed Bruno, he's been on the news nationwide. There was actually a barricaded suspect here in Anaheim. And Bruno went after the suspect, and they ended up shooting. The suspect shot, aiming at police officers, but ended up hitting Bruno 3 times. And the officers were directly in the line of fire between, but Bruno got in the middle and ended up saving 3 different police officers from being shot by this suspect, who was eventually killed in the event. The suspect was killed. But Bruno, a total, real hero in the whole issue of the canine program. Again, Bruno passed away this morning. Sorry to report that information. But the ride will go on. The mission continues via AmericaRide.com. It's Saturday, this Saturday and Sunday. Music festival. The ride's going to kick off downtown Anaheim, going out to Irvine Lake, and then there's going to be a music festival out there. And again, the idea is getting canines for our military men and women, 22 of whom are taking their own lives every single day. And so far, Tom Tackett, Tackett Service Dogs, and one of the other companies as well has shared with me, never, so far, those two different services, no veterans have committed suicide once they've had their service dog. So it's a great record. We just need to get more service dogs for these veterans and say thank you to our veterans. Again, 22-0 is the name of the group. America, the America Ride is the website. So support them. But and that's part, again, the VIP Hero program. They look out for our veterans as well. Wanted to chat this morning a little bit, and this, we had this story yesterday. I didn't want to take the time for it. I wanted to give more time as we celebrate this week. It is Police Appreciation Week. The worst time, this is an article I saw, the worst time to buy in 15 years. And I want to see what they have to say, why we would say that this is the first time, the worst time to buy, first-time home buyers in 15 years. I'm going to share with you, here's the information. Survey said that the respondents have $3,450 in savings earmarked for a down payment with a budgeted savings of $250 per month. $250 per month for 6.7 years will generate about $20,000 in savings, not counting the interest or investment returns. The commentary there is going back to the same dumb premise that you have to have 20% for a down payment. And if you are contemplating, if you are a young person or an individual that fits the qualifications, there are programs right now that have down payment assistance programs. And some of these down payment assistance programs also come with what they call a plus loan, the plus portion. And many of these plus portions are forgivable. So let's think about how these work. Is they're down payment assistance. So if you go to rent a home, do you get any kind of assistance with your lease down payment? Well, the answer to that question is no. You've got to come up with a security deposit to get that new home. The security deposit is basically, this is going to be the same as a down payment in some instances. I've seen security deposits recently as much as $10,000. $10,000 for a security deposit. Now, let's contemplate the converse, because I'm not in the same standard as this article. Bank approvals, they say, are hard to come by. That's hogwash. Banks are approving a lot more loans now than they were 5 years ago. The interest rates will probably go up. They are very, very attractive right now. They're saying that you can't get approved, interest rates, prices are going up. Well, prices going up, is that bad or is that good? I'm going to suggest to you that prices going up may be a good thing. Right? I mean, if you wait to buy, well, then maybe you've got a problem because the prices are going to go up. It's going to be harder to buy in the future. I suggest that prices will continue to rise. CoreLogic tells us that. I suggest that according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, National Association of Realtors, and Freddie Mac, that interest rates will go up. Now, they've been saying that for several years now. I get it. But the fact of the matter is they will go up at some point in time. Will it be this year? I don't know. But I know that they can't stay at these low rates forever. History tells us that. So if you have the opportunity to go out and take advantage, and this article is talking about first-time home buyers and those between the ages of 18 and 34. The survey was 12,000 people between the ages of 18 and 34. That is a very, very large sampling survey. But here's the idea. They're not talking about, they're talking about coming up with 20% down. Here in Southern California, you're looking at about $80,000 for a 20% down payment. But how about going and buying a starter home, a starter condo, for less money? And you can do that with an FHA loan. FHA loan requires 3.5% down payment. Then you can go and you can use the CalHFA, which is going to give you down payment assistance. So that's going to give you another 3% in assistance money. So now you're at 96.5% to 99.5% on your total, the total loans on the property, 99.5%. Well, then they have these plus loans that can add even more to that. And now you have to remember, you're putting no money into the property. And somebody is putting up all the money. Now, FHA is not a loan. It is a title for a loan. But FHA, what they do is they provide insurance. And the insurance they provide is to the lender so that in the event of default, the lender can go and foreclose on the property and sell it and be made whole. Now, when we're using these down payment assistance, CalEd, HFA down payment assistance, and the PLUS loans, you are looking at a little bit higher interest rate. Now, the CalHFA is going to have certain parameters to it, that it's what they call a silent second. You don't have to make payments on it, and as long as you do your part, you're not going to have to worry about it for some time to come. Again, the silent second helps you out. Then you've got the PLUS loan on top of that. The PLUS loan helps with your closing costs, so you don't have that issue to contend with either. Think about these opportunities, and then you tell me, is it really the worst time in 15 years to be a first-time home buyer? The biggest problem I would suggest for being a first-time home buyer right now is there's so many others that want to be buying at the same time. Think about that concept. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, are foreclosures increasing or decreasing? We're going to talk about some credit issues. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And it looks like about 400,000 of you are going to be checking out our replays on YouTube this month alone. 400,000 on YouTube. So don't you be left out. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. In the middle of our
streets, our house. Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. As in every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Cena Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Area trusted real estate professionals. Yes, all you need to do is text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR, to 79564. And one of the real estate professionals will reach out to you to get you the equity amount of your home. You can't get this with online surveys. They don't do it. Just saying that that's a benefit to you. So area trusted real estate professionals, there they are. What are we going to chat about today, though? The issue is, are foreclosures increasing or decreasing? Well, we've been sharing some of this information with you right along that recently, there's been a lot of talk about the size of the foreclosure inventory in the nation, and there has been some speculation that distressed property inventories are about to skyrocket. We're going to reveal what is actually taking place in this segment of the housing market. This is according to CoreLogic in their most recent national forecast foreclosure report, reported that foreclosure inventory has decreased by 23.2%. Since this time last year, down 23.2%. The report also showed that foreclosure inventory has decreased in 49 of the 50 states and that 45 states have posted a year-over-year double-digit decline. 45 states, year-over-year double-digit decline. California down 24.6%, higher than the national average. Some other findings in the report, the seriously delinquent rate, homeowners more than 90 days behind in their mortgage payment, is 3.1%, which is the lowest level since November of 2007. The foreclosure rate is 1.1%, which is also the lowest level since November 2007. And this was the 53rd consecutive month that showed a decline in the foreclosure rate. Bottom line, though foreclosures do remain in the market, the number is dramatically decreasing. The fact that mortgage delinquency rates are also decreasing means the worst of the foreclosure crisis is behind us. So don't listen to some of these pundits that have something to sell telling you that there's still a lot of problems in the marketplace. This does not happen to be one of them. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. I figured one of the comments that I get asked so frequently are questions about credit. So I figured that I would share a little bit of this with you, a couple of the most common questions. The biggest question that I get, and it's amazing how many people have an inaccurate response. The question comes up, what is considered a good credit score? And so many people, they listen to that crazy commercial that talks about, it's one of the bureaus that are advertising what their credit scores are, what people's credit scores are. And they're talking about 800 credit scores, low 800s. And one of the things I want to share is, yes, that is a very good credit score. But does it matter? And you also need to understand, is it a FICO score, which is the score that's required, mandatory, for getting a home loan? You must use a FICO score if you're going to do an agency loan, which would be a Freddie Mac, a Fannie Mae, or a Ginny Mae-backed loan. If you're using any of those, VA loan, they require FICO scores. Yeah, in the portfolios, they can do things sometimes that they want other ways. But a FICO score is going to be a range of 300 to 850. 680 is what's considered a good score. Above 720 is an excellent score. If you're looking at the FICO scores, you may see a 900 score. That, again, is not a FICO score. Another question that comes up, I just answered this one for somebody last week. I was driving and they asked this question. Will paying off debt and closing credit cards help my score? And the answer to that is maybe, and it depends. Paying off debt, it depends. That one there is, if it's delinquent debt, then many times, especially if it's old delinquencies, many times paying that off is going to hurt your score. And the reason that it hurts your score by paying off debt, because remember, I tell you all the time, is a lot of it has to do with utilization. The percentage of your credit line being used, $5,000 credit line, or do it simple, $1,000 credit line, and you've got $800 balance, you're using 80% of that credit line. That's not going to be good for your credit score. So here's the issue. Here's why I get into the answer here, is it depends. When you've got old debt, say you've got a credit card that you haven't made any payments on, and it's 5 years old, the bureaus look at that and say it's not real relevant right now. It might even be, and you have to look into this, it could be that it's past the statute of limitations for the credit company or the debtor to do anything about it anyway. So if you pay it, it reages. And now the bureau looks at it and says, this is something that's current, even if you make a $1 payment. So you might have an old debt, you make a $1 payment, and again, I know that's exaggerating. Well, now it rescores it, and it becomes a current debt, and it hurts your scores. Closing credit cards. Well, again, part of your score is based on how old your credit profile is. So if you've got a 10-year-old credit card and you close it, that's not going to help your score, because likely the cards that are still opened, you've had them less time than that 10-year-old card. That 10-year-old card is doing wonders for your credit score. And you might say, Ron, I don't use it. Well, go use it. Buy a cup of coffee, pay it off. Buy a tank of gas, pay for it on Friday. Make a habit of paying all your credit cards in full on Fridays. It'll be great for you. Then you don't have a lot of credit card debt, but your credit profile is growing. Next question. I've had my credit pulled several times while shopping for a loan. Will that hurt my score? Again, that's a little bit of a it depends answer. When you're looking for a mortgage, the mortgage companies look at it, or the credit companies look at it as being prudent to shop around. When you're looking for an auto loan or credit card, they look at it as being prudent to shop around. So within a 30-day period, credit pulls within the same industry are not going to really hurt your score. Now think about this completely, because this is one of the areas that a lot of people really, really, they don't understand credit. So sometimes when the part that they understand, they exaggerate. And it's not a knock on people. It's just they don't have this experience. So I hear people say, I can't have my credit run because it's going to kill my credit score. Well, if you recall, I told you a perfect credit score is 850. And when you look at, first you got to go back, 850 to 300, that's the range of your credit scores. So you've got a 550-point spread. Now, when you look at the credit profiles, pulling your credit report or inquiries, hard inquiries on your credit report, accounts for about 10% of your FICO score. So 10% of that 550 spread is 55 points. If you had a perfect score of 850 and you subtract 55 points, now you've got a score of 795. And if you remember, I shared with you, 795 puts you into the excellent range because it's above 720. So don't worry too much about that portion of it. The thing that you have to be more concerned with is, why are you pulling your credit report so often? If it's because you went to Best Buy to get a credit card today and Lowe's tomorrow and Home Depot the day after, well, now you're looking at a whole different issue. Number one, why do you need so many new credit cards all at once? That will have an effect on your score. Now you've got three different places pulling scores. That'll have an effect on your score. If you're approved at all three of them, it's going to make your credit profile younger. That will have an effect on your score. So you see what I mean? It's not the pulling of the report. It's what are you doing? What's the ideal ratio of credit to get the best credit scores? Well, we're going to have to get back to that one, because We ask you this every day, and we only have enough time to tell you, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle of